places I've been around the world.
You're listening to First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
Probably the biggest series this weekend in Major League Baseball features the two Texas teams in the sport as the Rangers host the Houston Astros for three beginning tonight at Globe Life Park. To talk more about that, and obviously the bevy of Rangers that were elected to the All-Star game as starters last night, we bring on Kennedy Landry from MLB.com, covers the Rangers. Kennedy, good to have you aboard. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing this morning?
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
It's afternoon.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Yeah, the game will be here before you know it, but we're doing pretty well. Before we get into the matchup with the Astros, just reactions to all those Rangers that were elected starters. Any of them come as surprises or pretty much where they belong?
Yeah, I think all four of those guys really deserve it. Marcus Semien has obviously just been, you know, holding this team on his back most of this season, hitting the leadoff spot, playing every day. He's been the best second baseman in the American League, if you ask me. And I think really the only surprise came is Corey Seager beat out Bo Bichette at shortstop. Corey missed about a month of time with a hamstring injury. But looking at the numbers, it's really hard to deny him starting in that position, considering what he's done since he's come back and even the time before he went down. So then, obviously, rookie third baseman Josh Young and Jonah Heim behind the plate. Everybody in that lineup has been phenomenal this year, but those four guys specifically, I think, really deserve it. And it's going to be special for them to be there in Seattle this year.
Does Adolis Garcia find his way into the starting lineup as the Aaron Judge replacement?
I think so. I think, you know, White Sox, Luis Robert might sneak in there ahead of him, but Adolis did finish fifth in voting, I think, behind Yordan Alvarez as well, who's also injured. So I think there's a good chance that Adolis gets in there. It'll be really special for him if he does, considering he's really great friends with Randy Arozarena. They were roommates in Cuba. They were roommates when they were with the Cardinals organization. So I think it'll be really special for them if they're able to start this this All-Star game together.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Keep an eye on that as we inch closer to the Midsummer Classic. As far as this weekend, though, how much is on the line here? Obviously, it feels like a bigger series for the Astros as the chasers here, but I think the Rangers, to a lot of people, have already proved that they're the team to be hunted in this division. What can they do in terms of really solidifying their position atop the division this weekend?
Yeah, I think this series really has the opportunity to, it can change the entire outlook of the division. The Rangers are five games up. We've got four games here in Arlington, so if the Astros somehow end up sweeping the series, they're just one game back of the division lead. So it's a very big big series as it comes for the American League West, as well as just the entire American League as a whole. Obviously, you've got Rangers ace Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray starting this week as well. Martin Perez, who just somehow always decides to pitch the game of his life against Houston. So I think there's a lot on the line here. And I think, yes, the Rangers may have proven that they are the team to be chased after right now in the American League, especially in the American League West. But there's a lot of baseball left to play. This is far from being, you know, tied up and done for come September. So this is a very important series at this point in the season, and we may end up looking back on it in September and October as one that does really change the outlook of the entire division.
How do you kind of see these two teams matching up? Because we haven't seen them head-to-head, I don't think at all, this season. And I feel like we've been looking at the standings waiting for this. So how do you think they match up?
Yeah, the Rangers did take two of three. I think it was back in early May.
That's right. It was back at Minute Maid, yeah.
Right. So I think this is kind of a different team for the Rangers specifically since that time back out in Houston. Corey Seager was down during that series. He was not starting. Jacob deGrom did pitch then, and he's not pitching now, so I guess there's not really much of a difference there. And I know there's been a lot of things going on Houston side, some injuries and a little shuffling there. Jose Altuve is back for you guys, so that does change the outlook a little bit. But I think this is a very interesting matchup as it comes, especially on the pitching end, how things play out. I can see this being a very low-scoring series between the starting pitchers. The Rangers bullpen has had a bit of a roller coaster these last few months, honestly. So, you know, if Houston can knock out a starting pitcher early, they may be able to you know, make a run in the late innings. But it'll be very interesting to see how these two teams match up, especially, you know, things are slightly different than the last time they played each other.
You know, you mentioned maybe some lower scoring games, and that's something that I think might bode well for Houston because, you know, obviously the Rangers have been an offensive juggernaut, and we just talked about all those guys that are starting in the All-Star game. So is that kind of a game script that is more conducive for the Astros if they do keep these games, you know, 3-2, 4-3?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Rangers have a losing record in one-run games and two-run games at this point, but they do also have a lot of blowouts. So I don't know if there's really one way, one script to defeating this Rangers team. But if you do keep them, you know, low scoring, they've really struggled with runners in scoring position lately. They were performing at historic numbers in May and kind of, you know, have come back down to earth in June. Maybe a little further down than earth. They're kind of performing well under average with runners in scoring position. So they had a lot of home runs this week against Detroit, but they were all solo home runs and there was nobody on base for it. So I think that is something that, you know, you keep these games, you know, low scoring and close, that bodes better for Houston than it does for Texas.
What are the Rangers, I mean, you're around the team, what are they saying about this series? I mean, is there like a quiet confidence here, or is there like a respect of, hey, it's still the defending champs, they've been the team that everybody's been trying to knock off in this division? Just what's the mindset and attitude like for the Rangers?
I think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, there's no denying that this is a very big series. I think they recognize that and they understand that, especially the guys who've been around this team for quite a few years. And there is a recognition that, yes, Houston, they are the defending champs, but, hey, we're on top right now. We have to continue to assert that we are on top. There's a lot of baseball left to play, and the Rangers know that. But I think they recognize the immensity of this series, I guess you would say, especially just the two teams. Anytime these two teams face off, it's a big deal, even in these last few years when the Rangers were not up to the same caliber, I guess you would say. But I think there is a confidence that they come into, and it's a confidence that this team specifically has carried into every series, no matter who they're playing. And I think that's really, again, different than the last few years being around this team.
Kennedy Landry, our guest here, covers the Rangers for MLB.com. And Kennedy, I want to get your perspective on where we're headed with this race. Obviously, a lot this weekend will dictate where the roadmap takes us in the second half of the year. But is this something that you see tightening into the second half, and this is something that goes down to the final days of the regular season? Or do you think the Rangers open things up a little bit more, or perhaps maybe it just sits at 5 most of the year and they're able to kind of wrap this up the last week of the regular season, but it's never all that close in terms of the Astros winning the division? How do you see the last 80-85 games?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the nail on the head there. I feel like this is going to sit around, you know, 3 to 6 games the entire time. That's, you know, the kind of vibe I get from watching a lot of Houston, even a lot of Anaheim right now. They're right on Houston's tails, too. Just seeing how this plays out, how good the Rangers have been playing. They haven't had more than a 3-game losing streak this year, haven't had more than a 5-game win streak. So it's really not too much to have them separate from the pack quite more than they have, but I don't think I see this kind of closening as much as maybe Houston or Anaheim would like it to right now.
You know, you mentioned the Angels, and let's get you out there. I mean, how seriously do people take the Angels here? I know that their record says that they're in it, but, you know, they just split a series with the White Sox. They have the Diamondbacks this weekend. So perhaps they lose some ground and drift, you know, closer to Seattle than Houston and Texas. Just how seriously are the Angels worth looking at here?
I think you do have to take them a little bit seriously. They were in Arlington a couple weeks ago. They took 3 or 4 against the Rangers thanks to a couple of bullpen collapses, I guess you'd say. And I do think it's hard to count out Shohei Ohtani putting this team on his back. And I know we joke all the time about the tungsten arm O'Doyle meme and all of that and how Shohei and Mike Trout can do everything, and that's not going to be enough to get this team into the playoffs. But, I mean, having seen them, we watched them quite a bit in this division, and, you know, this team, this Angels team does feel a little bit different than the last, 5 years we've seen of Mike Trout's career, you know, of, you know, Shohei Ohtani being here in America as well. I think you can't count them out, even if it's just in a wild card, for a wild card spot. It'll be very interesting to see how everything plays out down the line. They don't feel like they're going to trade Shohei Ohtani at the deadline. They honestly might need to add a few pieces if they want to compete in the division. So, like I said, I don't think you can count them out. They maybe aren't quite on, you know, Houston and Texas's level, but, you know, they can make a run or two and get back into the thick of things.
Well, you mentioned the deadline. It sounds like all three of these teams are going to be some of the more aggressive buyers in 3-4 weeks' time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Rangers desperately need a little bit of pitching depth and some bullpen help and a little bit of, you know, maybe even a bat if they really are desperate. But this is the best offense in baseball. I think they maybe should focus a little bit more on the pitching staff right now.
All right, there she is. Kennedy Landry from MLB.com covers the Rangers. Kind enough to join us in advance of a huge four-game series. I forgot about that game on Monday as well to wrap things up between these two Texas teams, at least in the first half of the year. Kennedy, thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one.